This is a news-oriented broadcast, and all information is educational in nature and is not intended to be legal, securities, tax, or insurance advice. Securities are not offered or sold on the show. Please consult with the appropriate professional before acting on information heard during the broadcast.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need money.
This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is not just another money show, rather a guidance system to help you help yourself. Legacy Financial is a family-owned business and has earned the highest reputation by helping people just like you for over 40 years. Business professionals, school teachers, doctors and nurses, moms and retirees have all benefited from Legacy Financial's time-proven strategies. And now, the Dave and Sherry Show. It's David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. My daughter, Sherry Marini, will be back next week. So thanks for tuning in. Our tagline at Legacy Financial Strategies is, we help you enjoy and protect your nest egg. A lot of pre-retirees and retirees, I won't say all, but some of them, I think, forget to enjoy. So our motto or our tagline is to help you enjoy and protect your nest egg, where we try to increase your returns and you reduce your risk. So before I give you all the contact information on what we do, we're going to be talking a lot about taxes. Now, most people say, oh, my head will be spinning. Well, there were some bombshells that the president signed on the spending bill that you only heard about the spending and a couple other items, but you didn't hear about all the other tax things that were added to it. The SECURE Act, which we talked last time, we'll talk a little bit more about that and why you want to list it up and come in to see us. That could have a potentially a big impact to you, especially when it comes to taxes. Have you done tax diversification? I want you to keep that thought in mind. We talked about that last week. Most people haven't. If you work for, a broker, you're probably, he might or she might have done a pretty good job in the accumulation phase, but you're going to be entering into the distribution phase. And if you aren't working for a distribution planner and a tax diversification planner, I think you need to get a second opinion. So, again, the name of our company is Legacy Financial Strategies. Our address is 3087 Innovation Way in Harmon Heights, Pennsylvania, zip code 16148, in development called Linden Point. We've been serving pre-retirees and retirees from eastern Ohio and western Pennsylvania between my daughter and myself for over 60 years, that's 60. I happen to be a master certified estate planner. My daughter is a certified estate planner. That means nothing to you until I tell you what we do and why that should be important to you. At least for many people, that should be important. So our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. If you're driving, just go back to your computer when you get back home and Google the word Legacy Financial, and it'll take you to a website called LeaveALegacy.com. LeaveALegacy.com has all our contact information. In fact, when you get back, you might want to spend a little time going through that website, new design, and we've added some additional information on that website. For example, our past, not all our radio shows, when we moved it over, we didn't bring all of them over, but I think I see about 10 that are listed on there, the past shows, but we keep adding past shows to that site. We've been doing radio now, I think coming up in February, it'll be 10 years. So the purpose is education and to entice or try to get you to come in for a second opinion. Now, that's where the rubber meets the road. Oh, that's what I got to do. I know what they're after. No, we're fiduciaries. We have a division of our company called Legacy Advisory Group. So what we do, either by phone, if you're too far away, we do join me. We do a complimentary consultation. What does that mean? There is no charge. So if you're a little nervous, come in, you can just set up a phone call. We could do it by computer, a lot of the information, to see if there's a fit where you may want to come in. But what we do is on the first meeting, whether it be via a phone, internet, or et cetera, we're going to ask you questions. You're going to ask us questions. Everything's kept confidential. There's no charge, either by phone or if you happen to come in person. Then the second meeting, if there's a fit and you think there's areas that we can help you, especially in the areas of tax diversification and distribution planning, then we're going to give you some homework, not a lot, where you got to fill out a questionnaire sheet, all your expenses. And I say all general categories, ballpark figures. So we want to be able to do, when you come in for the second meeting, either by phone or in person, to see if the road that you're on, are you going to have enough money to last until you die for yourself or if you're married, for both of you. Very important. In fact, before you even come to see us, you should get the book called The Smart Retirement. The forewording is by Dr. Michael Rosian. He's the CEO of the Wellness Clinic in Cleveland Clinic. So he's not just some individual. He wouldn't be putting it forward unless he thought the book was very credible. Of course, there's attorneys and CPAs that also, when you read the forewording and the preface before you get into the meat of it. But it's a very eye-opener when it comes to about tax diversification. Very important in about income distribution planning. So the only way we're going to send the book out to you, it's an easy read, is if you call us. Why? Believe it or not, it doesn't happen often, but from time to time, brokers will call in and want to get the book. Now, they can listen to the show. We give them a lot of good information, but we're not here to give them the book. They can buy the book if they want to buy it. We can be glad to do that. But that's why we want to talk to you for 5 minutes. Send it out. It might be a good read before you even come to see us, but that choice is yours. So at the second meeting, we find out the road that you're on, if you're going to have enough money to last on. Then we have a suitability questionnaire sheet also and a capacity risk score that we want to come up with. Then on the third meeting, possibly the fourth meeting, we're going to give you the pros and cons to each strategy. So that's how we work. Now, if you go to that website again, there's some free seminars that are, you can watch them 24 hours a day, called on-demand seminars. One is on Social Security. So if you haven't taken Social Security, when maybe is the best time to take it? Of course, the date of death is, I can tell you exactly when. But my daughter, Sherry, over 20 years ago, used to work for the Social Security office. So I think if you're talking to someone else, ask them if they ever worked for the Social Security office. I doubt it. So one's on Social Security. One is, are you ready to retire? Retirement readiness. That's a good little mini one. But the book is actually better. But that'll give you insight. One is paycheck for life or guaranteed income. That's very powerful. When you come to retirement, it's all about distribution. You at least want to have a foundation that you know for sure, besides Social Security, that you're going to have enough income no matter what happens that's going to pay you and your spouse. All right? So one is on guaranteed income, paycheck for life, retirement readiness. One's on Social Security. One is on to have a tax-free retirement. That's a powerful one, too, especially in light of the SECURE Act. Why? You may want to take a portion of those assets and maybe do some Roth conversion. But you have to know about taxes and how to do it and structure it. We have some enlightening software that's an eye-opener. It's an eye-opener. Now, how much should you convert if you got most of your money into the tax bucket to the tax-free bucket? Some people say all of it. No, that's not the answer. The answer, it depends. It depends. Every situation is different. We go by marginal rates and effective rates. You have to know a lot about taxes, so we make it pretty simple so you can see it. We do it right there in front of you so you can see the math. It's all about the math, folks. All about the math. Now, if you're working for a broker, unfortunately, they're not allowed to give tax advice, but we have a tax practice through Innovation Tax Service where we do tax preparation and tax planning. Now, we charged $125 last year. We're going to raise it $25, but here's what the carrot. I've been thinking about this a lot. Some people are going to complain, but wait till you see what you get. For this $150, we give you audit protection. That's the first thing. Now, we did offer that in a path, but it's included now for everybody. Second of all, though, here's what we're after. Referrals. Introductions. So if you introduce just one person, it'll cost you $75 for taxes, I'm talking about. If you introduce two people, you get half of the $75, so it's $37.50, your return. And if you refer three people, your return will not cost you anything. So why are we doing it? Marketing. Yes, taxes are very important, but we're not looking to make, we're looking to pay the overhead and other some other few expenses, but that's primarily what we're after. But tax preparation is only one part of it. Tax planning is very important. So that's one of the other things we do. So if, again, going back to that website, there's a couple other things. One's on estate planning, wills, trust. In fact, if you haven't done that type of planning, we have an attorney from Pennsylvania comes right in our office. We happen to belong to the Mahoney-Chenango Valley State Planning Council. So if you're from Ohio, half our clients, I haven't counted them up, maybe half, maybe a little less, maybe a little bit more. We have a lot of clients from Ohio. We have attorneys who deal with the estate planning, how to avoid probate, wills, trust, power of attorneys. But the most important thing is if you haven't planned for protecting your assets from catastrophic illness and Medicaid spend down, that could wipe you out. So we're offering a workshop at the Butler County Community College January 24th on a Friday at 2 p.m. It'll last approximately an hour and a half. There's no charge for it. So if you're interested in signing up, that's 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, January the 24th, Friday afternoon, 2 p.m. It'll last an hour and a half at the Butler County Community College in a development called Linden Point in Hermitage, PA. If you'd like to sign up now, please give us a call toll-free at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. You're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. I want you to listen to a support message. We come back, we're talking more about taxes.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of the complete guide to living a tax-free retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. For those of you who get a chance to write our toll-free number down on our website, our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. Go to our website, leavealegacy.com, leavealegacy.com, or Google the word Legacy Financial. Click on a button that says leavealegacy.com. Take you to the website. One of the things you want to go to is on-demand seminars. As I mentioned, we have one on Social Security, how to have a tax-free retirement. Are you ready to retirement? Guaranteed income, paycheck for life, women and wealth, state retirement planning. So there's six mini-seminars you can watch 24 hours a day. Also, in the resource tab, there's flip books on all kind of information. You can literally spend hours on that. Also, we said if you haven't done the planning, protecting your assets from catastrophic illness and Medicaid spend that both on a pre-crisis and a crisis basis, it could wipe you out. So we're offering a workshop January 24th. That's January 24th. It's on a Friday, 2 p.m. to about 3:30 p.m. Where? Butler County Community College in Hermitage, in a development called Linden Point, cat a quarter from our office. There is no charge to attend. It's sponsored by the Dimension Society. But we're going to talk a little bit, a lot more than about the Dimension. How to protect your assets. How to not go broke in a nursing home. Very vital. If you haven't done that, planning, folks, can wipe you completely out. Then I said we do estate planning. We work with wills, trust, power of attorney. With who? Attorneys. Who are what? Knowledgeable in that arena. That's what they specialize in. You have to know who they are. And we like to make sure their fees are reasonable for that. So we've vetted them for you. If you have your own, that's fine as well. You don't have to use ours. We also do tax planning and tax preparation. Again, our fee this year is going to be $150, but it includes audit protection. And if you refer one person, it's going to cost you $75. If we didn't give that much off before. If you give two people, it's going to cost you $37.50. If you refer three people, it's not going to cost you anything. Now, what if you refer four or five? Well, it's still zero. But we had one lady got very little, and then she must have referred 10 people last year. So keep that in mind. You might get some information on it. I might not. Just may market to the people we did. But we have a full-time guy year-round that's on staff. And then we'll have three or four other people. Well, probably three or four other people that will be doing tax preparation as well. But we also do tax planning. And then when it comes to investments or savings, you name it, we probably have it. I can't say we have everything. And the way we describe this is yellow, green, and red money. Yellow, like a traffic light. Yellow money is what? We describe it, not caution, we describe it as your emergency money. Checking, savings, money market, credit union. The pros, it's relatively safe. You can get your hands on it. We recommend anywhere from 3 months to 6 months to 9 months to a year, depending on how much person's income they have, what their expenses are. That is yellow money. Red money is stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, gold, silver, commodities, those variable annuities, anything that could have risk to it. We have a division of our company that offers some of those products through a legacy advisory group. Now, we do offer gold and silver, but we don't offer, you know, commodities. But that is red money. Green money is where your money is protected. When I say protected, you can't lose your money due to market conditions. That would be long-term CDs. That would be savings bonds, fixed annuities, kind of like a CD. The only way you could lose money, if you surrender it. But they have a lot more liquidity than usually most bank CDs. They pay usually a little higher rate. Then you have index annuities, where your money is linked to some type of index. The advantage is you get upside potential with no downside. The disadvantage is it's not 100% liquid. Well, you could, but you could possibly, through surrender, if you take more than, which most companies allow, possibly, depending on how long you've had it, you could lose some of your money, but not due to market conditions. So every strategy has pros and cons. So when you come to that third or fourth meeting, and we're offering solutions based on you helping us build that program, you'll be well educated, not saying, oh, no, that's no good. No, we're going to give you the pros and cons. Just like red money, the pros is you get upside, the negatives, you get the downside. But everything has pros and cons, folks. You can't say invariably one thing's bad or good. If I said stocks are no good, that would be a stupid statement. Some stocks are no good, some historically have been. So it depends on your risk tolerance, your capacity. There's a lot of variables, but the point is you want to do the planning, and you're going from accumulation phase, a lot of you, into the distribution phase. You have to be well grounded and make sure you have that protection. You have enough money that you aren't going to run out besides your Social Security money. How much money can you afford to lose, folks? Most people say, not all people, but most people say zero. If that's the case, why would you put your life savings that took you a year? No, it didn't take you a year. It took 40 years that you earned day by day, or hour by hour, day by day, week by week, month by month. So many people will say zero. They can't afford to lose anything. If that's the case, why would you put your life savings at risk in the stock market? Now, if you can afford that and want that, that's okay. But is it worth it to try to squeeze an extra 1% or 2%? Well, we have a division of our company can help you with that. And we'll talk about strategic versus tactical, which you may not be aware of. On a given day, the market could dip into a bear market. Today, we're airing this or doing the radio shows January 2nd. Start out as a bang. I'm hoping that we have a good year for 2020, but it's coming, folks. I just don't day or hour, but it's coming. It is coming. We'll talk a little bit about that in a minute, about the next segment. Market territory wiped out years. It's this years of gains like it did in 2008 and 2001 when many investors experienced losses up to 60 to 70%. Have you had an independent objective analysis on your holdings? The good news is there's a smart alternative where you can participate in the gains of the market, but not the downside. That's right. Growth without risk and with safety of principle. What we say is don't leave your money to chance. Lock in and luck and risk now. You have a choice. Would you rather be safe than sorry when that next recession comes again? You hear me say many times, pigs get fat, hogs get slaughtered. Get this book called Smart Retirement by Matt Segula, forwarded by Dr. Michael Rosian, CEO of the Wellness Clinic at Cleveland Clinic. He did the forwarding on it. Excellent book. Talks about the distribution phase. You're going from what? The accumulation to distribution. If you hit the wrong cycle, my daughter talks about the sequence of returns, you could be in a heap of trouble. So let's talk a little bit more about taxes. Now, one of the software we use is Drake Software. We have all 50 states. I'm trying to think. We might have had 7 or 8 states we did last year. We did 628 returns last year, folks. On December 20th, the president signed into law the Further Consolidate Appropriation Act 2020. This act not only prevented a government shutdown, but also passed many tax provisions. In the next segment, we'll go a little more about the SECURE Act again. The act passes the following: retroactive reinstatement for the mortgage insurance premium. You know, if you don't put 20% down, it's called a PMI. It's extended through 2020. So the reactive reinstatement for the mortgage insurance premium, known as PMI, primary insurance, deduction is extended through 2020. Retroactive reinstatement for the exclusion of qualified mortgage debt is extended through 2020. Retroactive reinstatement for the above-line qualified tuition and related expenses deduction is extended through 2020. Retroactive reinstatement for the construction of energy-efficient homes and extended through 2020. The medical expense deduction returns, that is for those who itemized, to 7.5% for 2019 in 2020, so they upped it to 10%. That's if you're adjusted gross income. But many people don't itemize. But if you have a nursing home bill or if you have some other things, you know, a lot of medical expenses, that could be an important factor or feature in your planning. The employer credit for paid family and medical leave and the work opportunity credit has been reinstated for 2020. Repeal of 3 Affordable Care Act provisions. The 2.3% excise tax on medical devices will be repealed starting January 1, 2020. That's good news. The excise tax on high-cost employer-sponsored health plans, also known as the Cadillac tax, will be repealed starting January 1, 2020. The excise tax on health insurance premiums, known as the health insurance tax, will be repealed, this is, folks, starting in January 1, 2021. Now, a lot of you say, oh, that's way too much information. Well, if you'd like to get this, I'll be glad to email this to you or send it out. Or better yet, come in and see us. Are you dealing with a firm that does holistic planning, does estate planning, and retirement planning, and specializes in distribution planning and tax diversification? If you haven't or you don't know what I'm talking about, that's a very big impact for you and your heirs. If you want more information, learn more about it, or to set up a complimentary consultation, call Legacy Financial Strategies toll-free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Or just Google the word Legacy Financial. Legacy Financial will take you to an area where you click on a button that says LeaveALegacy.com. LeaveALegacy.com. We come back, we're going to talk about the Secure Act, a little more about taxes. So please listen to this very important message.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. So if you want more information on taxes, there's just way too much information. I probably have your head spinning. Just give us a call toll-free. I'm glad to email that information out to you. Or mail to you if you don't have a computer. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. So when you call, what do you ask for? The tax, the new tax laws through Drake, D-R-A-K-E. It has pages and pages of lots of information on taxes that I was going over. I only touched a little bit on it. So I'm going to go in a little more detail with the Secure Act, which I talked last time. You want to know what the Secure Act is because it's going to have an effect on many of you. I can't say all of it. So what does the Secure Act of 2019 stand for? They always have these acronyms. Setting every community up for retirement enhancement. That's what the Secure Act stands for. The Secure Act made many changes on how you save money for retirement, how you use your money in retirement, and how you can better use Section 529 plans. You've probably heard of that. Whether you're age 35 or 75, these changes affect you. Now, if you're not paying any taxes, they probably won't. We'll give you the most significant changes you need to know about when you read the article. But even if you're not paying taxes, there's some rules on RMDs because they now changed it to 72. Now, if you're already past that, it's too late. But if you're not 72 yet, guess what? You don't have to take it out. We'll talk a little bit more in detail in a minute. Number one, small employer automatic contribution tax credit. If your business has 401k plan or a simple plan that covers 100 or fewer employees, which most companies that probably fits, and implements an automatic contribution arrangement, for employees, either you or qualifies a $500 tax credit each year for 3 years, begin with the first year of such automatic contribution. This change is effective for tax years beginning after December 31st, 2019. Well, that's where we're at right now. Tax tip. This credit can apply to both newly created and existing retirement plans. Number two. IRA contributions for graduate and postdoctoral students. Before the Secure Act, certain taxable stipends and non-tuition fellowship payments received by graduate and postdoctoral students were included taxable income and not treated as compensation for IRA purposes. Thus, they could not be used as the basis for IRA contributions. The SECURE Act removed the compensation obstacle. The new law states the term compensation shall include any amount which is included in the individual gross income and paid to the individual to aid the individual in the pursuit of graduate postdoctoral study. No age limit on traditional IRAs. See, prior to 7.5, you couldn't put it in a traditional IRA. You could on earned income for Roth, but not on traditional. That has gone away with. There's a cost. If you want to make tax-free charitable distribution, the QCD, from your traditional IRA, then you have to reduce your tax-free distribution, but not below $0. The total IRA contribution deduction taken after 7.5, less all prior reductions you made to your tax-free QCD before the current tax year. I'm not going to go into some examples because I have quite a few of it. No 10% penalty for birth adoption withdrawals. You pay no 10% early withdrawal penalty on IRA or qualified retirement plan distributions if the distribution is a qualified birth or adoption distribution. The maximum penalty-free distribution is $5,000 per individual per birth or adoption. For this purpose, a qualified plan does not include defined benefit plan. Again, if you want more information on that. Number five, RMDs, requirement minimum distributions. Before the SECURE Act, generally you had to start taking minimum distributions 7.5. Usually people took them the year in. You could wait till following year, April 1st of the year you turned 7.5, but then you had to take two out. So the change applies to RMDs after December 31st, 2019. So, listen up. If you turn age 7.5 after December 31st, 2019. An example, Jane turned 7.5 on May 9th, 2020. Therefore, she will start RMDs when? In 2022. Because she turned 72 before December 31st, 2022. Under the old rules, Jane would have to start taking RMDs in 2020. As a tax reminder, the RMD requirement does not apply to Roth because you aren't required to take them in Roth. And by the way, that's why you want to come in. You have 6 years left before the taxes are set to sunset. There's a blue light special. And part of the tax diversification, we have strategies that are pretty powerful to show how to move from that tax bucket to that tax-free bucket. Very important on doing the planning. We have some things you've never seen before. Trust me, folks, you don't. You don't have to trust me. Come in, it doesn't cost you anything, and I'll prove it to you. Open a retirement plan letter. Under the SECURE Act, if you adopt a stock bonus, pension, profit sharing, or annuity plan after the close of the tax year, but before your tax return due date, plus extensions, you can elect to treat the plan as if adopted it on the last day of the tax year. Number seven, expanded tax-free section of 529 plan distributions. Number eight, RMDs on inherited accounts. That so-called stretch that was 10 years, or was you could, some companies or some custodians allowed you to separate the accounts into separate accounts and take distributions based on the life expectancy of each year. Gone away. Now it has to be emptied in 10 years. And whose tax bracket? On the heirs. On the heirs, folks. So if you want strategies on how to convert a lot of that money so the heirs and you don't have to pay taxes, and does it make sense? Remember I said the word at the beginning? It depends. It depends. But for many people out there, it does make sense for at least a portion of that. Some of it may not make sense. But the strategy we hire is really an eye-opener. It's about the math. And you help do it right in front of them on a big screen. So if you'd like to get information, this was furnished by the Bradford Tax Institute. I subscribe that to a lot of things. Give Legacy Financial Strategies a call. Toll free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Upcoming workshops, I mentioned at the Butler County Community College, January 24th, 2020, on a Friday at 2 p.m., 2 to about 3:30 approximately, sponsored by the Dimension Society. How to protect your assets from a catastrophic illness. You're going to learn just more on protecting your assets from going to a nursing home. You're going to learn about caregiving. The gentleman has a very powerful testimony. You want to come and hear it. We got a big room, so come because it will fill up. We're only offering one this month. Date again, Friday, January 24th, 2 p.m. If you'd like to get reservations, call Legacy Financial Strategies toll-free at 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. Also, get this book. If you hate taxes, now I know we got to pay taxes, and I bet you do, you want to get this book called The Smart Retirement. And in the book, we'll give you a code. When you order the book, you can watch some videos. So if you're not much of a reader, you can watch the short videos. But it's pretty easy read. Written by Matt Zagula, Z-A-G-U-L-A. The foreword is by Dr. Michael Rosian. Four-time New York Times number one bestseller. He's the CEO of a wellness clinic over at Cleveland Clinic. I think you've heard of Cleveland Clinic. So he did the foreword on that. Let me give you the topics in the book. Big print. I like books. First thing I always look at a book is big print. Let me go to the section on the indexes. The world is changing. Are you? There are subtitles, each one of those, like two or three important dates, how taxes adjust, taxes and cash flow, the third date and why the market may not save us, the trouble with RMDs, chapter two, the truth about fuzzy financial math banks and Wall Street. Chapter 3, using bases and float to gain financial freedom. Get smart. Enjoy the strategic movement and around retirement taxation. Smart people, smart plans. And then it talks about his personal smart plan. Chapter 7 is time to get smart. And some people who vetted this book are some CPAs and some attorneys as well as that doctor. So what's the charge for this book? Nothing. So if you'd like to get a copy, call Legacy Financial Strategies toll-free at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, or just Google the word Legacy Financial. It'll take you to a website, leavealegacy.com. Leavealegacy.com has all our contact information. So you're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategy Radio Network. I want this very important message.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leavealegacy.com to learn more. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. I'm doing this show on Thursday, so you'll hear it on Saturday, January 4th at 11 a.m. But there was breaking news today, earlier, just not that long ago. And the breaking news is one of the Iran leaders, if I could pronounce his name right, Qasem Soleimani, killed in Baghdad strike. Now, Iran has been killing soldiers in that area for a long time. Of course, they deny all of this. So, is it good to someone to kill someone? Yes, when there's evil. Yes, when there's evil. So, I say, salute our president and our military for a job well done. Now, here's something that may shock you regarding that same line, and you may not be aware of this. And let's see where I got this information from. Western Journal. So, this information came from the Western Reserve Journal. Report, militia leader on the scene of U.S. embassy raid was, listen to this, an Obama, our ex-president, White House guest in 2011. As the world awaits developments on Tuesday's attack, of course, we know kind of the outcome now, but while hundreds of Iranian-backed militia members swarm the, see, they're denying that, but they Iranian-backed militia members swarm the sprawling embassy grounds. According to the Washington Post, several faces stood out as being particularly influenced in the troubled country. One of the leaders, according to Breitbart, was more than just a familiar face in Baghdad power circles. He is also reported been a guest at the Obama White House in 2011. The man's name is, I'll try to pronounce it, Hadi Al-Amiri, a former Iraqi transportation minister who now heads the Baghdad organization, one of the most powerful of Iraq's numerous armed militia groups, according to the Post. And virtually nothing about his past indicates he's anything but an enemy of the United States. Excuse me. Allied with Iran, the world's leading state sponsor of terrorism, the Baghdad organization was a key player battling American forces in the 2003 fighting that followed the United States invasion of Iraq. It also has members who've gone to Syria to fight alongside the dictator Bashar Assad, the Post, Washington Post reported. According to Breitbart, the Baghdad organization falls under the same umbrella group as the Iranian-backed militia Hezbollah, the terrorist group that was hit by American airstrike on Sunday after organizing an attack on U.S. base on Friday. Monday's embassy assault was sparked by Sunday's airstrike. So it wasn't clear the role he played during the embassy grounds in Baghdad on Tuesday. It also wasn't clear what the role he might have played in the White House talks back in 2001 when he met Obama. But his presence then as an Iraqi official with well-known ties to Iranian Revolutionary Guard troops in the heart of American power made some media outlets curious about when he was what he was doing there at all. So on December 15, 2011, the website Real Clear Politics published a transcript of the White House briefing exchange. You can probably look that up. No person who calls the Obama administration can claim the White House of 2009 to 2017 ever dealt with Iran as though they were a country at war with the United States. No, they did not. From Obama's first days in office, when he ignored the so-called Green Revolution against Iran's Islamofascist leadership, to his last days, when he engineered the Iran nuclear deal that the President Donald Trump has had the good sense to withdraw from, The Obama White House was an image of craven appeasement when it comes to challenges from the Islamic Republic. Since taking office in 2017, Trump has faced numerous challenges of his own from Tehran, including the downing of U.S. drone and provocations such as an attack on large Saudi oil field. Of course, now appears Trump is facing his gravest challenge from Iran to his administration, yet in the form of an embassy attack that strongly echoes the 1979 U.S. embassy takeover in Tehran that started what become a four decades long state of hostility between the United States and Iran. So if you want to look this up, get more information, you could probably Google the word or just go to westernjournal.com and see what I was telling, if it's true or not. Here's something that's probably not shocking to conservatives, and Chuck Todd. Who is Chuck Todd? So NBC News host Chuck Todd is basically making a mockery of Christians and the Noah's Ark and the Institute for Creation Research. We actually believe in the literal interpretation of the Bible that there were actually a Noah's Ark. He's not even ridiculing Christians. He's mocking the Bible, and he's mocking God. You know, the first wisdom is the fear of God and acknowledge him in his wisdom. Fools say there is no God. Now, God loves everyone. He wants all to come to repentance. Yes, he wants all. You can find that in 3 Peter. He wants all. Unfortunately, folks, most people will not enter into heaven. It's either heaven or hell. You mean I actually said hell on the radio? Yes, there is a place for hell. If you tune into my other radio show called One Way Radio Network, Only One Way to Heaven, it's on Sunday mornings, WPIC, from 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m., I talk about a lot of different things. We're going to be talking about Sheol, the grave, Hades, Gehenna, Tartarus. What does all that stuff mean? Do you know your Bible? Do you know where you're going to spend eternity? Unfortunately, according to Matthew 7, I'm going to paraphrase this, said the gate to heaven is narrow. The gate to heaven is wide. And I believe two main reasons that many people will spend eternity in hell, not heaven. It is because of ignorance and pride. See, you haven't heard my testimony, but if you go to Sunday, you'll hear it. I used to believe in reincarnation. That's why my undergraduate degree is in psychology. I wanted to be a parapsychologist. See, I used to believe you keep coming back, not as a dog or a cat, but I believe in karma. To who would get it right? Me. So basically, I said I was a Christian, but if you walk like a duck, swim like a duck, eat like a duck, run like a duck, quack like a duck, I think I was a duck. I don't think, I know it was that. I was not a Christian. Ignorance and pride. See, I was my own God. I would keep coming back to who would get it right? I would. Now, many people are listening, said, boy, you are weird. Well, the Bible calls it peculiar. You don't believe in that, but you believe you're a pretty good person. Now, the reason I know you're not good and I'm not good, even though I listened to a radio show 33 years ago, November 10th, 1986, and Bob Larson, 1-800-TALKBACK was the toll-free number. He had a man talking about reincarnation, and he talked about Hebrews 9:27, a man's once appointed once to die, then comes the judgment. So James 4:10 says you must humble yourself before the Lord. So the key to getting to heaven is recognize you are a sinner. Romans 3:23, all have sinned and fall short the glory of God. There is none righteous. You hear that? That's why I know. I'm not righteous. You're not righteous. Now, once you become a believer, I have that perfect nature called the Holy Spirit, but I still have Dave Gallner, the rotten nature. Yes, I'm rotten. And so are you. The Bible says there's none righteous. But the more I'm obedient, the more I become like him. I'm under construction right now. So I've read the Old and New Testament. I just finished up 33 times. Folks, if you see my index finger and my thumb's almost touching, that won't get you to heaven. I still know very little. I have 36 hours out of 45 hours in a master's program in religion at Liberty University. That will not get you into heaven. The secret to getting to heaven, you must do what? Recognize you're a sinner. Ask for forgiveness. Then accept who? Jesus Christ as the God. He said, I'm the truth and the way and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me being Jesus. Who do you say this Jesus is? Is he the God, or is he a lunatic, or the liar? He's at the door. There's two judgments. There's the great white throne judgment, which you will choose if you don't accept him, and you'll spend eternity in hell, or the Bema judgment, or the judgment seat of Christ, where you'll go to heaven, but your works will be tested, but you'll be in heaven. It's your choice. He's at the door. He loves everybody. He wants all to come to repentance. So who do you say this Jesus is? If you want to learn more, tune into the radio show on Sunday morning from 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. One Way Radio Network. Only one way to heaven. So thanks for tuning in, and we'll talk to you next week. Happy New Year to everybody.